Grim King of the Ghosts, make haste and bring hither all your train. See how the pale moon does waste, and just now is in the wane. Come, you night hags, with all your charms and reveling witches away, and hug me close in your arms. To you my respects I'll pay. I'll court you and think you fair, since love does distract my brain. I'll go and I'll wed the nightmare, and kiss her again. But if she proves peevish and proud, then a prize of her love let her go. I'll seek me a winding shroud, and down to the shades below. A lunacy I endure, since reason departs away. I call to those hags for cure, as knowing not what I say. The beauty whom I do adore now slights me with scorn and disdain. I never shall see her more. Ah, how shall I bear my pain? I ramble and range about to find out my charming saint, while she at my grief does flout and smiles at my loud complaint. Distraction I see is my doom, of this I am now too sure. A rival is in my room, while torments I do endure. Strange fancies doth fill my head, while wandering in despair. I am to the deserts led, expecting to find her there. Methinks in a spangled cloud I see her enthroned on high. Then to her I cry aloud, and labor to reach the sky. When thus I have raved a while, and wearied myself in vain, I lie on the barren soil, and bitterly do complain, till slumber hath quieted me. In sorrow I sigh and weep. The clouds is my canopy, to cover me while I sleep. I dream that my charming fair is then in my rival's bed, whose tresses of golden hair is on the fair pillow spread. Then this doth my passion inflame. I start and no longer can lie. Ah, Sylvia, art thou not to blame? To ruin a lover, I cry. Grim King of the Ghosts, be true, and hurry me hence away. My languishing life to you, as tribute I freely pay. To the Elysium shades I passed, in hopes to be free from care, where many a bleeding chest is hovering in the air.